Thank you for downloading this Foreign Exchange Market Report podcast from your knowledge partner, CoracleOnline.com, and Crossbar FX for February the 28th, 2011. Large swings in oil prices last week dominated markets as fears of oil supply disruptions and increasing prices could derail the global recovery. This triggered a broad flight from risk as a new downside risk to the US outlook emerged. The Libyan situation is not so much the problem. They account for 2% of the oil supply. It's whether the turmoil in the Middle East continues to spread to other oil-producing nations. Gold was pushed to within $15 of its lifetime peak, and the Swiss franc hit record highs against the US dollar. US treasuries also saw increased demand. On the downside for the US dollar was the news that fourth quarter GDP growth had been revised downwards to an annual rate of 2.8% from the previous estimate of 3.2%. The currency markets are continuing to price in ECB rate hikes as strong manufacturing and business sentiment surveys from Germany and the Eurozone bolstered expectations that the recovery in the region was continuing. There was unsettling news in the UK last week when it was announced that the 0.5% contraction in the last quarter-on-quarter GDP figure was increased to 0.6%, prompting fears that the initial excuses about the harsh winter affecting the recovery doesn't compensate for all the contraction. A continuing slowdown in sales is the retail market's experience, and house prices have dropped across the spectrum in January. Despite a third member of the MPC joining the hawks for a rate rise, the expectations from the market have decreased as the recovery doesn't look like it's got a big enough head of steam behind it to handle a rise in the Bank of England base rate. The recovery looks fragile and increasing commodity prices are not encouraging consumers to spend. Thanks for listening.